The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It is the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live, and I thank you for joining me this afternoon. Allow me the privilege of giving you the phone number on a Friday. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Here's a headline at CNN right now. The climate strikes on the East Coast have started. Editorial at CNN.com. Young people offer moral clarity. And story after story after story. Oh, here's another one at CNN right now. Photos, protests around the globe. Yeah, if you were listening yesterday, told you about a story in New York. New York public schools gave 1.1 million children permission to skip school today to protest climate change. Why? Because of science. Really? All right, now, I want to ask you a question. What if millions of people protested climate issues 50 years ago based on settled science at that time? You say, well, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, did a little bit of research. Let me read to you the portions of several major news stories from back in the 60s and the 70s, 50 years ago, or just a little more. Here's a story from the Los Angeles Times in 1967. Headline, "It's Already Too Late." Now remember, this is 1967, Los Angeles Times. Headline, "It's Already Too Late." Right under that, "Dire Famine Forecast by 1975. Who was it written by? Staff writers at the Los Angeles Times. Quote, "It's already too late for the world to avoid a long period of famine," a Stanford University biologist said on Thursday. He said, "The time of famines is upon us and will be at its worst and most disastrous by 1975. He said, "The population of the United States is already too big that birth control may have to be accomplished by making it involuntary and by putting sterilizing agents into staple foods and drinking water, and that the Roman Catholic Church should be pressured into going along with routine measures of population control." This is Los Angeles Times. Worldwide famine. Millions of people dying by 1975. That's the Los Angeles Times in 1967. Here is the Salt Lake Tribune, November 17th, 1967. Headline, "Everyone will disappear in a cloud of blue steam by 1989. And the Salt Lake Tribune is quoting from the New York Times. Yeah, the New York Times. And that article, Dateline, Palo Alto, California, special to the New York Times. And the date is August 5th, 1969. Quote, The trouble with almost all environmental problems is that by the time we have enough evidence to convince people, you are dead, says a prominent climatologist. Stanford University, in a recent report, says they are wasting no time trying to convince people that drastic action is needed to head off what they foresee as a catastrophic explosion fueled by runaway population growth. Quote, "We must realize that unless we are extremely lucky, everybody will disappear in a cloud of blue steam in 20 years. That was in, what did I say, 67 or 69? I think it was 67. No, 69. 69. Pollution will be so bad that everybody will disappear within 20 years. Then, again, the New York Times, this is now August 10th of 1969. Scientists predict a new ice age by the 21st century. And I'm quoting. By the way, this was a collaborative effort between the Boston Globe and the New York Times. Air pollution may obliterate the sun and cause a new ice age in the first third of the next century. If population continues to grow and the Earth's resources are consumed at the present rate, a pollution expert predicted yesterday. James P. Lodge Jr. also warned that if the current rate of increase in electric power generation continues, the demands for cooling water will boil dry the entire flow of the rivers and streams of the continental United States. Pretty wild, huh? That's the Boston Globe and the New York Times. If the current rate, this is April 16th, 1970. If the current rate for electric generation continues, the demands for cooling water will boil dry the entire flow of the rivers and streams of the continental United States. Looking into his smoggy crystal ball, Lodge also warned that by the next century, that's where we are, the next century, the consumption of oxygen in combustion processes worldwide will surpass all of the processes which return oxygen to the atmosphere. In other words, early in the next century, which is where we are right now, there'll be no oxygen left, and we will die. And there will be a new ice age by the beginning of the 21st century. That's where we're living right now. This is from the Daily Redlands, California newspaper, October 6, 1970. The Earth needs to be saving, a primary climatologist says. The oceans will be as dead as Lake Erie in less than a decade. That was October 6, 1970, so that would be October of 1980. He says the oceans will be as dead as Lake Erie in less than a decade. America will be subject to water rationing by 1974, and America will experience food rationing by 1980. Okay. Then we move to the Washington Post. The Washington Post, major article, July 9th, 1971. Washington Post. Headline, U.S. scientist sees new ice age coming. Quote, the world could be as little as 50 or 60s away from a disastrous new ice age, a leading atmospheric scientist predicts. Now remember, this was 1971. 50 to 60 years away from a disastrous new ice age. Oh, this one's great. But I got to take a break. This was settled science in the mid-1960s through the entire 1970s. This was settled science. You dare not debate this. Oh, no, 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 no. You would be called a climate denier. I've got more. Hang with me. We'll be right back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people are demonstrating today concerning global warming. Well, my question, what if young people protested 50 years ago based on settled science of the time? And I'm reading to you a whole bunch of major news stories from the late 1960s, the early 70s. I was a Washington Post article, July 9th, 1971. U.S. scientists sees new ice age coming. That was July 9th, 1971. The world could be... I started to read this one. I'm sorry. Again, this is Washington Post, July 9th, 1971. The world could be as little as 50 or 60 years away from a disastrous new ice age, a leading atmospheric scientist predicts. Dr. S.I. Rasool of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration and Columbia University says, and I'm quoting, in the next 50 years, this was 1971, in the next 50 years, the fine dust man constantly puts into the atmosphere by fossil fuel burning could screen out so much sunlight that the average temperature could drop by 6 degrees. And if sustained over several years, 5 to 10, such a temperature decrease could be sufficient to trigger a new ice age. This is one of the most preeminent climatologists, atmospheric scientists in 1971. Fossil fuels, burning fossil fuels are going to bring in a new ice age, and the temperature could drop as much as 6 degrees. Well, 50 years, that would be next year. And then here is a letter from Brown University, the Department of Geological Sciences, to the president, dated December 3rd, 1972. Dear Mr. President, aware of your deep concern with the future of the world, we feel obliged to inform you the results of the scientific conference held here on campus recently. Let me skip a paragraph. The main conclusion of the meeting was that a global deterioration of climate by order of magnitude larger than any hitherto experienced by civilized mankind is a very real possibility and indeed may be due very soon. The cooling has natural cause and falls within the rank of processes which produce the last ice age. This is a surprising result based largely on recent studies of deep sea sediments. Skip a few paragraphs. The practical consequences might bring about, and then there are several, one of them, increased frequency and amplitude of extreme weather, anomalies such as those bringing floods, snowstorms, killing frosts, unusual cold weather. Yeah. And then let's jump to January 29th, 1974. This is the Guardian newspaper headline. Space satellites show new ice age coming fast. Worldwide and rapid trends toward a mini ice age are emerging from the first long-term analysis of satellite weather patterns. This appears to be in keeping with other long-term climate changes, all of which suggest that after reaching a climax of warmth between 1935 and 1955, world average temperatures are now falling, but the rate of increase of snow and ice cover is much faster than would be expected from other trends. 1974, another ice age. Okay, let's skip to Time magazine. Monday, June 24th, 1974. Headline, Time Magazine. Another ice age. In Africa, drought continues for the sixth consecutive year, adding terribly to the toll of famines and so on and so on. As scientists review the bizarre and unpredictable weather patterns of the past several years, a growing number of scientists are beginning to suspect that many seemingly contradictory meteorological fluctuations are actually part of a global climatic upheaval. However, widely the weather varies from place to place and time to time. When meteorologists take an average of temperatures around the globe, they find that the atmosphere has been growing gradually cooler for the past three decades. The trend shows no indication of reversing. Climatologists, Cassandras, are becoming increasingly apprehensive, for the weather aberrations they are studying may be the harbinger of another ice age. Telltale signs are everywhere, from the unexpected persistence and thickness of pack ice in the waters around Iceland to the southward migration of warmth-loving creatures like the armadillo from the Midwest. And I'm going to run out of time, but I've got 32 pages of news stories from the 70s where all of the experts in unison, all of the scientists agreed, we're going into a new ice age and we're all going to die. In 50 years, it'll all be over. That was 50 years ago. So in other words, if the young people of that time went out on the streets and skip school and march based on the settled science of their day, all of the kids would be talking about, we're going to freeze to death. We're going to freeze to death. Today, hundreds of thousands of young people, possibly millions, are marching around saying, we're all going to fry and then we're going to die because the planet is getting hotter. Now, here's the point. Is there climate change? Of course there's climate change. It's cyclical. And the planet has gone through these cyclical changes since God created it. And my ultimate point, often, and I do mean often, the experts, the scientists, are just flat wrong. 50 years ago, we were all going to freeze to death as a new ice age. And once again, that was the unanimous decision of almost all scientists. And now it's flipped around to just the opposite. Should we take care of our environment? Of course we should. God gave it to us. We are stewards of the environment. We should not be wasteful. We should not destroy our environment. But settled science is not always so settled. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.